Welcome to the Market Mystics Podcast. I'm Joshua.
I'm Kim. Let's dive in.
Welcome back, everybody. It's good to have you here on this beautiful day. I hope you are enjoying the weather, the creator. I hope you're enjoying life. Let's just jump right into it. Kim, you want to kick us off? You have some thoughts to spur a conversation here?
I do. Our last conversation, so in the episode, ooh, Bitcoin. It's just fun to say. Like, I just imagine Homer Simpson, like, ooh. We, near the end, were talking about innovation and for the sake of just simply bringing something new and as a collective effort. And then I talked about, I mentioned this topic, creativity in the masses, and I want to talk more about it. And what I want to talk about is, okay, kind of the Christ consciousness a little bit, but the availability for the creativity of the creator, is that just for Christians or is that for everyone? Are we going to ruffle feathers today? Maybe.
I hope not.
Not on purpose. But sometimes there's like this pretty little box we like to put around our theology that says, well, for us, but not for them. Mm. When I have come to a point where I might hold a different opinion than that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, does God only love you Does God only love you if you love him back?
Absolutely not.
Has he only made you in his image if you have accepted him as your creator?
Nope.
Does he only allow people who believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life? Does he only allow those people to hear his voice or be led or inspired by him?
Nope.
Okay.
Although so I think my thought on that is like, they may not know what voice it is.
True.
And so like, okay, there's lots of stories, and this isn't exactly what you're talking about, but I've heard multiple stories of people who went to like remote places in the jungle or island nations or things, and they like went there to evangelize, and they were going to tell these people about Jesus, and they started, and the people go, oh yeah, it's that dude in white that comes and talks to me. Or you start talking about his teachings, it's like, oh yeah, that's what I dream about. And it's like, and so it's, they didn't have the name, like they didn't know what to call it,
sure,
but they had access to that spirit. And so I think it's interesting. If you look at the story of, I think it's Pentecost, where the spirit falls, where the spirit comes. It says it fell on all men, not just the disciples, not just Jesus's followers, but all men. And I think that's really an important thing to pay attention to, because it doesn't necessarily mean they sit in the same position or have the same belief systems, but it does mean that they all have access to it. And so like, I think it'd be really hard to look at society today and not say, oh, those innovations, those creations, those healthcare advancements, those technological advancements, like that came from a demon. Like, I think that's a really weird thing to look at and say, just because it didn't come from someone who worships the same way you worship.
I'd agree. I actually completely agree. And the reason this was kind of spurred, number one, we were praying about it on Monday, like what to do the show on. And this is what I had received. And we talked about Bitcoin stuff and it kind of started leading into this. And so there's something stirring up. There's something in the atmosphere about it. But the week before, I very randomly met this very beautiful woman who was formerly a divorce attorney and is now totally like mystic, teaches all kinds of mystical principles and stuff. And the moment that I met her, like I had someone, we just moved our studio. I had someone just bring them in randomly just to introduce me because I'm new in the building and they wanted to just say hello. And immediately we connected. And we were talking about a little bit about the Christ consciousness and the availability of it and how people don't even know they're tapping into it, but it's kind of there. And it's almost, I don't want to say it from a consumer standpoint, but it's almost there for the taking. Mm-hmm. Like if you even kind of hear it, like the wind could blow a certain way and you could pick up on something that's there. You know what I mean? And I thought about, this is going to be a really strange example. When I was in my early 20s, I was newly married and we'd had a really bad ice storm. And I was hours late to work because I couldn't get my car door open because it was iced shut.
Wow.
And my husband at the time, which is not my husband now, but my husband at the time, we sat around that day then thinking, there's got to be a solution for this. There has to be something like that we could do. And so we came up with this idea. Like, what if we took something similar to a tarp, but that would not scratch, with magnets on it that you could then put over your windshield and cover it, right? And then it's magnetized and completely covers it. And then all you have to do is take it off and then you're clear. And all of these things. And so then, I mean, we talked for hours, like we drew it out. We had all of these ideas. This was before the time of your computers and phones listening to every word you say, or so I think. But then about a year later, there was an As Seen on TV product that was exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And do I think that I made that creation and then somebody else made the same creation? I don't think so. I think it was an inspiration from the creator himself that he put out and somebody grabbed it and ran with it. I grabbed it and watched it. Like I grabbed it. I was like, would this be great?
It would be great. Bree has one on her car and it's phenomenal when it snows your eyes.
That's funny. See? So anyway, things like that, I think about that. And even just as you were talking, Josh, I was thinking about Elon Musk, who's one of the biggest innovators of our time that I know of, maybe one of the most well-known, let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And how I truly believe that God, the creator, which is like Elohim, right? God, the creator has these things that need to be these technologies that need to be in the world. And so he puts it out there for someone to do. Now, I think the people who really innovate and are known as innovators are people who are willing to grab it and do it. You know what I mean? So Elon gets an idea, he grabs it and he goes and does it. I get an idea and I grab it and I look at it and I think it's so pretty.
Oh, this is fun.
I know, but I'm like, wow, what a great idea. But then do I have the action behind it? And I think what happens is, and I'm speculating, I'd love your input on this. I think what happens is God puts it out there and he knows someone will take responsibility. They will take it and take ownership of it in a really good way. And it's not even that he's like there saying, I have to have the credit for this. He says, humanity, people, creation, the world, whatever it is, needs this. Someone is going to do it. And so he puts it out there essentially making it available. And this is why you see some innovations like come out at the same time, like multiple people are doing it. Like Thomas Edison, I heard this the other day. Thomas Edison came up with the light bulb, right? And he beat another man to the patent office by 10 minutes with the same invention. That's wild.
I think that happens a lot. Maybe not like that amount of time, but like we both know people on different continents who have had a very similar idea. And I don't want to say too much because I don't think either of them have patented it. who have come up with a very similar idea in aiding the nutrition of livestock.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no idea who each other are. They're literally on opposite sides of the world. And I think that happens. I think things like that happen all of the time.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And I think that's why we will see, like, we'll see bursts of like a certain invention, mm-hmm. a certain innovation. It doesn't always have to be innovation. We know a guy, well, know him. We met and have chatted with a guy a few times who has developed a different kind of energy that is based on hydrogen and water. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like blown away. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And then lo and behold, there are all of these other people who have developed the same thing. And it's not because it's just a super common energy source. I think right. It's because it's there and it needs to be done. And there are those who will take it and do it.
Yeah. There was probably five, six, seven years ago, somewhere in that time frame, that I was going to a fairly large church, and as well as listening to some messages from, at the time, one church on the West Coast and one church on the East Coast. And it was really odd. It was notable. Like, we talked about it in my friend group, how it was like one of them would one week someone would say something, and then you'd listen to the other message from that week and it would be eerily similar. Hmm. And it was like kind of that same thing, but seen in the church as like, God's like, hey, this is the teaching that I need my body to have right now. Go and do it. And I don't think that the pastors were pre-coordinating their messages. Like
purposefully saying, right. Hey, I'm doing this, you should do it too.
Yeah, I don't think it was purposefully that way. I think it was just the leading of the Holy Spirit in what was needed at the moment. And I think that happens all the time. I think it happens with inventions. I think it happens with upgrades in our consciousness, like mm-hmm. in our belief systems. Like, I was just talking to somebody today about I don't remember the exact topic, but it was like some of these things that are kind of strange, like whether it's like talking about seeing angels or like just some kind of like mystical things that have been kind of strange, but are now like popping up in lots of different places. And so we were talking about like, is it just because like the algorithm on our social media knows what we want to hear, and so it's feeding us that? Or is it there's more people talking about it? And I think the answer is both yes. Like, yes, your social media knows what you want, so it's feeding you more of it. But also, there's more than one face talking about it. There's multiple people talking about it. And that to me is like, it's like notable. It's like, pay attention to that, because there's an upgrade here that is important to pay attention to.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that piece of it is what ties back to the Bitcoin stuff. And we talk about like systems, like world systems that just aren't working. right? Mm-hmm. And I say this because that is what I heard the Father say. And so I'm comfortable saying that, you know, and I think it is one of those things, hey, there needs to be an upgrade. And then all of a sudden, all of these people are getting this download of, oh my gosh, it's broken. We've got to do something. Yes, you can study it. Yes, you can kind of see the writing on the wall, but there are people like me who was not involved in any way in trading stocks, the financial system, cryptocurrency, period. Like, I was not involved in any of that. And then all of a sudden there's this huge inspiration, and it's like, no, this is the direction we need to go. And we need to get people ready for a transition somewhere. And this mm-hmm. is currently where it looks like it's going. And I don't want to put anything definitive on it. I'll just be honest. I don't want to put anything definitive on it because I've heard direct words from the Father, the source of everything, that have then changed because circumstances around the situation have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we say, hey, we're not financial advisors. We're not saying go buy this. Right. But what I would say is tune in.
Mm-hmm.
What's floating around? What is it that you can, what are you being inspired by? And is it something that you need to grab and take responsibility for to start seeing the advancement come? And I don't think it's just for innovators and quote fingers. I think it's for those who are created, those of us who know our creator, especially because we have an easier way to tap in, but some other people are doing it too, which I also think is fine.
Yeah, no, I think there's just certain things that need to be on the earthly plane at certain times. And so one of my beliefs currently is that your body is an antenna, and part of prayer, meditation, fasting, exercise, whatever, is like tuning your diet, is tuning your antenna, or so that you can stewarding your antenna. I don't exactly know, but so that you can tune it in and get a clear reception in it. But I think sometimes God speaks directly to you.
Yeah.
Like, I think sometimes he's like, Joshua, this is what I want.
Yep.
This is the conversation. But I think more often than not, he is saying, hey, children, this needs to happen.
Oh, yes.
And it's just broadcast out in any, like the Bible says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. If you have tuned your antenna, even if you don't know the voice, even if you're like, oh, that's like, I was just thinking the other day and I had this thought, like, it's okay. Like, part of life is this journey into relationship. And I think that's part of what this is. It's just, hey, I'm going to put this out here, and you may not know my voice right now, but the longer we walk together, the more you're going to be like, man, that was really weird how I had that idea. And then it just sort of happened. And then I think like it can spur you into relationship.
For sure. For sure. I think there's something in it too. Because when you step into something that is truly inspired and from the Father, mm-hmm. and you think it's just a good idea, but then you do grab it and you do take responsibility for it and you do start stepping into that, and you see it come to fruition, there's a hunger that comes with that. There's an appetite to see that happen again. And I actually think it's a really beautiful way, a beautiful depiction of how he speaks even to people who may not think they're listening, and how he leads people who may not even seek his face. You know what I mean? And it's not forcing. It's still an invitation, right? Here's this thing. You can do it. I'm giving it to you freely.
Right.
Right. And I love that. I think it speaks to his character, and that's kind of a part of his character that I don't know that we talk about a lot. I've often said, like, I think the Lord is a gentleman. Like, he doesn't force, but he always offers. Like, there's always something offered. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's amazing.
What were you going to say about that? I kind of talked over you.
I don't remember exactly what I was going to say. I just, like, I think, one, yes, God is a gentleman. Two, I think he's very patient. And sometimes we aren't.
True.
And so there's moments where I've seen this in my own life where I'm like, God, this is messed up. We got to fix it right now. And he's like, yeah, I see that. But what about this over here? Like, let's look at this. And I'm like, that doesn't matter. He's like, no, that's what I want to focus on. Like, I just recently, and I've had this happen. I know multiple people who've had this happen. But I was just recently listening to a message, and the pastor was talking about how he gets in this moment of prayer, and it's deep, and he's heartfelt, and he's like, I'm going to pray for this situation in my life. And all of a sudden a picture of a like Chinese merchant comes to his mind, and he's like, I don't want to pray for that. I don't know anything about it. And God's like, no, that's where we're focusing today. And it's just like, he's like, instantly I'm like, oh, God's thoughts aren't my thoughts. What I would prioritize and what he would prioritize are not the same thing. And it's not that what's going on in your life is unimportant. Like, it's not that God doesn't care about what's going on in your life. I think he just sometimes has a little bit bigger picture than we do. He can see the perspective that we can't see.
Yeah. I think he might have a little bit bigger picture.
A little bit bigger picture.
That's so funny. I think I talked about this last time too, but I'm constantly taken back to the renewing of your mind so that you can know his will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will, right? And I think it applies so much to this as well. Like you were talking about, my thoughts aren't his thoughts, right? And I think, oh man, I don't know. I feel like that's what I'm constantly going for. Like I want to know his will, and I want to be aligned with his will. And I want to be so one with him that his will is my will, and that my will is actually his will. You know what I mean? And there are times when I feel myself being close to that. And there are times when I'm like, whoa. That was off.
Yeah. You know,
like, it's not perfection by any means, but what a sweet spot to be in, you know?
Yeah.
That's when those like roadblocks or hurdles don't seem so big anymore.
I think it's really important though, to actually realize that sometimes you're like, okay, this is what God said. And then to be able to be like, no, I got that wrong. Cause that refining process, if you don't allow yourself to hear wrong, to get it wrong, you're not going to refine.
It's true. It's true. Or to get it right and not have the outcome you wanted.
Yeah.
Cause that happens too.
Yeah.
And there's value in it, and it's hard. But there's value in it.
For sure. Good chat.
Good chat. Okay. Thanks for joining us with this chat. Sometimes we just got to talk through some of this stuff.
We do. I would love to hear, like, I know we can't be the only ones who've had this thought or had this conversation. Would love to hear from some of the listeners on, like, what are innovations, what are ideas that you've had that then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, that exists. Like, I know for me, I'll just share one quick story. Like, I had an idea of like this motor and I was like, oh, like this is like a new type of energy. And like, I was getting these like very vivid pictures of like, this is how you build it and this is how you set it up. And then I was like, wow, that's really cool. But I feel like early forces would mess with that. And I was like, wonder what would happen if you put it in a vacuum. And I just like Googled or YouTubed or something. I don't remember what I used, like a simple description of what I was talking about. And there was someone who had done the exact, built literally the exact same thing that I saw. And then was like, wonder what happened if we put this in a vacuum. And they tested it in a vacuum. And I was like, that's insane. Like, I had never seen it. I didn't know anything about it. I thought this was unique. And the video wasn't from like a week ago. It was years old. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, like that's so like, I know those things happen, but I would love to hear from the listeners. Like, what's your story with that? Or what's, you don't have to tell us what you're percolating now that,
that's true,
that you haven't seen anywhere. That
you're working on the patent for or whatever. But yeah.
But let us know. Like, I would love to know the things that you've seen where it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't, like, this is brand new. And then you found out like, no, this has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would love to know some of those.
Me too. I also wonder, okay, I'm not trying to extend this, but I'm also have a question. Like, I wonder if sometimes we get those things, like what you just described that you experienced, Josh, is like so vivid and so like aligned exactly. Do you ever think some of those things are to then make connections as well?
Hmm.
Like, I've inspired this person with this. I've inspired this person with this. If they could connect, we could really get the like exponential part of it. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder sometimes if some of that is a call to connect as well, even just taking the step of looking it up and going, oh my gosh, somebody else has done exactly the same thing. Same process. Holy cow. Right. But
like, I wonder. That thought. I've never had that thought, but I'm like, yeah, I could totally see that.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm. Okay. Well, I will leave it at that.
All right. Well, we'll catch you guys next time. Thank you for being with us. Hit us up in the comments. Check out our Discord. Check out our YouTube memberships for some bonus content. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening. Keep up with us along this journey by liking, subscribing, and becoming a member through YouTube.
Members get exclusive access to bonus content with our guests, deeper dives into topics, and a look into other projects. We're glad to have you here. See you next time.